Jesus tells us that two men went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee's prayer went like this: God, I thank you that I'm not like other people. I thank you I'm not a thief or a rogue or an adulterer or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income. But the tax collector, standing far off, couldn't even bring himself to look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus summarized his story by saying that this man, the tax collector, went down to his home justified, experiencing the grace of God rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. Frederick Buechner explained it like this: grace is something you can never get, but can only be given. There is no way to earn it or deserve it or bring it about any more than you can deserve the taste of raspberries and cream, or earn good looks, or bring about your own birth. A crucial eccentricity of the Christian faith, Buechner tells us, is the assertion that people are saved by grace. There's nothing you have to do. There's nothing you have to do. There's nothing you have to do. There's only one catch. One catch. Like any other gift, the gift of grace, the gift of forgiveness, the grace of God's mercy and justification can be yours, can be mine, only if we'll reach out and take it. Maybe being able to reach out and take it is a gift too.